Welcome to the International Association of Professional Birth Photographers, where we believe there is beauty in all birth. This is where we interview featured members, share birth stories, and connect through birth. Grab a coffee or a tea and come and join us. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the International Association of Professional Birth Photographers podcast. I am really excited to be sitting here with Orsolya, and she is a Hungarian birth photographer living in France. She is a mother of two young children, and she is also a member of the Postnatal Support Network and the French Birth Photographers Collective. Her personal journey into motherhood made her specialize in maternity and birth photography, as well as doula work, to accompany new moms during their pregnancy, birth, and postpartum. She firmly believes in the power of images to change the social norms and the taboos about birth photography and parenthood. Welcome, Orsolya. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
I am so excited to sit down and have a conversation with you, just reading through your form and all of the incredible amounts of knowledge that you have surrounding birth and postpartum. And I'm really, really interested to have a conversation about transgenerational transmission and what that means. And so it's just really juicy things I feel like are going to be coming to our members' ears, as well as parents who are listening too. So could you start us off and just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes. As you said, I'm Hungarian. I was born in Hungary and I came to France because of my studies. I actually did photojournalism studies in Hungary. I had my first diploma there in Hungary and came to Paris actually for more art and contemporary art research, master degree. So it was really a great period of my life that I spent in Paris, and it was pre-COVID. So it's really great going out and all the cultural stuff. And so I did my degree in contemporary art and I started a research program about migration and identity and art history. That was the period where a lot of migration issue came up. And so I started my research and then I got pregnant. I don't like this word, got pregnant. Like, it happened, but it was also very welcomed and we were expecting to have a child and we were really happy. It was a great moment for me, but it also came up with a lot of questions, actually, that I wasn't prepared for. So this is how it started. And then it got me so many questions that I wanted to quit everything, actually. I wanted to quit photography also. It doesn't make any sense to take pictures when you have so much issues popping up in your face. So why do you want to take pictures? It's so much deeper than that. And when my first child was about 1 year old, COVID came and questions were really strongly in the face. What do you do? What are your main values and really core issues in your life as a part of a society? How do you connect? How you can connect and you can't as a young mother? So it was really a strong period for all these questions. And I had the chance to work with a coach, a professional coach, who helped me to get through all these questions. And this is where I discovered that birth photography is actually a thing. And as soon as I saw actually your work, it was like, this is it. And the really funny thing about that is that I knew about birth photography when I was pregnant. And a really good friend of mine told me, oh, I want to photograph your birth. Please let me do it. And I was really like, no way. And then 1 year later, it's like, no, it totally makes sense. Really, it's so much value for yourself, for your child, and actually for the whole society to show how powerful it can be and it should be.
I remember when I had my first baby, my mom actually asked me if Matt, my husband, was going to take photos of my birth. And she was in America. I was in Australia. And I really kind of took that as like, gosh, she's so nosy. Because I was thinking that she was wanting me to do it for her benefit. And it wasn't until, you know, a year and a half later that I finally understood the severity or the impact of not documenting that birth. And then I found out about birth photography. I do believe Leilani Rogers was one of the first birth photographers and Melissa Kate that I came across. And so I knew that it was a thing. And I actually was photographing birth, actively taking on clients and attending births when I fell pregnant with my second baby. And I still did not hire a birth photographer. I was like, meh, that's okay. I'll just do it for everyone else. And then I had birth photographers for my next babies. And I look back and I think, gosh, I have something so incredible to give these children. And not that there isn't anything incredible to give them as well, because they can celebrate in the birth of their siblings as much as the actual child can celebrate in their birth with imagery. But it is such a powerful gift to give to your children passing on. And I always think, how incredible would it be to have images of my great grandmother birthing my grandmother and then her birthing my mom, and just having all of that in this really beautiful, closely knit, kind of powerful, never ending story.
No, I listened to a conversation recently about the history of birth, and the historian told that it used to be a thing in England to pass over the sheet that women were giving birth on. And so that was, you know, like a tangible object that came through generations from mothers to daughters and so on. And how it is powerful to give birth on the exact same material that you were coming to earth yourself.
That's so fascinating. And it's so fascinating to learn about birth in all of the different cultures and how it varies and what works and what isn't working. And I say what isn't working by just the way modern humans have interrupted the flow of birth and the energy that goes with that. But I know that postpartum is something that you are extremely passionate about. And I'd love to know, in your opinion, what creates an empowered birth experience for parents, and how can they come to their own conclusion and decide what it is that they want in that birth experience?
I think the most important is information. It's really getting informed about everything, your rights, your possibilities, things that you can do to make it really your own experience. And what is really important before going to get these informations, with or without a doula, you definitely go deep inside you and really look what you want to do with your body and what is okay with your body. Because I have a lot of friends also and clients who say, I want to go to hospital because I feel secure, but I don't want to have this or this or this procedure. And I asked them, why do you go to the hospital if you don't agree of what they offer? You know, you can birth elsewhere. Yeah, but I really feel secure. So, okay, let's work on security. What makes you secure about? And why do you feel insecure? Because all we have about birth before giving birth, everything we have in our society is like shouting, and it's scary, and women are in fear and helpless, and they have to be saved, and it's still not that. When you get pregnant, you really have to try to forget everything and go in and listen to myself. And when I have these bases, then I connect to myself and to my baby, because you have a baby inside who will also maybe be able to reveal memories, fears, wishes. So it's really a deep, deep work before going out and getting the information, and then definitely do the damn job or have a doula with you to do it with you, because you have a lot of rights. Even in hospitals, you can do a lot of things. And in France, actually, there is a lot of things that you cannot do Like they say, no, we do it this way and that's all. Like you have oxytocin at the end to be able to birth the placenta, or you cannot have your placenta with you when you birth in the hospital. But you never miss a thing if you ask for it. Because even though they say, no, we don't do that, when you go there and really talk about your deep desires and wishes, you are the patient. You can ask. And maybe they will say it's not possible for us. And then you will have to decide, is it so important for me? So I will give birth elsewhere, or I can accept that because I choose to birth here.
Yeah. I love going in before out. That's such a really beautiful way to describe even the transcendence that comes with birth as well. So thank you for that. I think you can agree that postpartum is probably extremely overlooked when it comes to birth. There's a lot of focus that's put on pregnancy, what's normal, what's not, is this okay, variations of normal, and birth as well. But I believe that postpartum is one of the most under-talked about aspects of birth, at least up until I feel like 6 weeks is the magic number, right? And so what is something that parents can do to prepare for postpartum and educate themselves on societal expectations versus what can it look like when you actually tailor make an experience for yourself?
Going out and planning all the juicy stuff from your first weeks, first days, first hours, because postpartum starts from the moment you give birth and it never stops. You're always in postpartum in a way. But no, it's a good thing. And again, we don't talk about stuff. And it's complicated and it's heavy and you are tired and it's amazing and it's beautiful, but it's messy and you are exhausted and it's okay to be exhausted. I think also with birth and also in postpartum, therefore, we don't accept the bad things or the hard stuff. We think that hard stuff is to avoid or it's something bad, but it makes part of the picture, you know. Let the fear be there and face it. Let the tiredness be there and go with it. Yes, you are completely tired. And so what? You have the baby with you. You will sleep and not sleep all day long. And it's good. You are tired. And that is okay. It's temporary. And what it's really helping in this period of time, I think, to make the heaviness of this tiredness and the questions and the body who heals is to have help. And again, maybe with a doula who can help a lot, especially if you have older children. But even if you are just the three of you with the new baby, when someone is helping you with the daily task, you can really have time for you, for your baby, and for the co-parent to be there. And so you can just live the moment.
I love that you mentioned breaking down time, breaking it down even hour to hour, or what do you want it to look like day to day? What do you want it to look like in the coming months and years? And when I heard you say that, I was actually able to envision my previous births and look at what hour to hour look like with them. And then day to day, you know, like building the routine or whatever. And it was just really nice to see all of that come back and not even realize that that's what you're doing. And then just being able to hold that space for the uncomfortable things that we experience as parents and new mothers, the hard things that you are talking about. It's less acceptable to want to hold space for things like that because it means that we are weak or we can't do it or insert undesirable emotion. I loved the way you were talking about breaking that down into time and being able to hold space for both of those opposing feelings at the same time.
When you get into birth, you are preparing the whole pregnancy to get there to this day of giving birth. And then what? You don't prepare the after period. And this is a huge mistake when we are first parents, mainly. But even with the second one, I remember I was like, yeah, I've done this before. I knew the stuff. That will be okay. Now I know that. So it will be okay. Yeah, but I have another child and I had difficulties different from the first one. Every child is different. Every postpartum, every period is different. So it's great to have help. And it's not bad to be weak. And this weakness, it's not even weakness. It may be vulnerability. I think about this word because we had the postnatal support network. We had an online summit this year, especially about vulnerability, because this is a thing that is highly overlooked or judged by society. Like vulnerability would mean weak and weak is bad. But when you think about vulnerability as a power and you really go there to face it, then you can come out with much more strength. And it gives you the answers that you need as a new parent.
Yeah, I can totally agree. I would love for you to tell us a little bit about what transgenerational transmission is and how that applies to birth.
Well, we also talked about it, how it's powerful to imagine this amazing gift, like birth images of your mothers and grandparents and so on, to transmit this story, because knowing the story of your own birth and your mother's birth and your father's and all the generation before you, it can give you so much power and knowledge about yourself and the issues that you are having, maybe at your birth, but even in your lifetime. There are so many sources in these stories. And this is why also I think it's really important to give space for empowering birth, because it gives you a lot of power for your life, actually. And every story, every life, every birth, every postpartum has its difficulties, and it's okay. But knowing it, it will empower you and your child. So this is why I think about like transmission connected to birth. This is one of the main aspects, I think, which is really important. And when we are conscious about it, it gives you the power to transmit something positive and not like taboos and things that you avoid to say. And of course, when real traumas happen, it's very important, even maybe more important to talk about it. Because somehow you transmit this knowledge and this experience of trauma, but when you don't say it to your children, that is a messy point. And I don't know what is there and why, but when you name it, you know what is happening there, then it gives you the power, yeah, of knowledge.
I didn't even make the connection of how that would be transgenerational transmission. I guess because I think of intergenerational trauma, I've never thought of it in a positive way. I say all of that to say that I used to watch my mom breastfeed my brother, and he was like 2.5 before he stopped breastfeeding. And so I breastfed my kids until they were 5. And I didn't think about the connection of that modeling of that intergenerational transmission, of seeing that being modeled to me and not even thinking twice about breastfeeding my kids through toddlerhood. And so that just has a very nice, huge smile on my face to think about. So
that's great.
I wanted to ask if there was one thing that you could say to someone who is coming into parenthood, what would you tell them?
Well, what I would say is like, listen to your intuition, because you have the keys, you have the answers, you are the answer. If you are okay, your child will be okay. And when you need information, you can go find them. You can ask me to find them for you, with you, as a friend, as a doula, as a neighbor. All okay, but just listen to yourself. This is the most important, I think, because you are the parent.
Oh, you could say that to me all day. That was so nice to hear. And it's so true too, though. Like, we have all of the answers that we need. Sometimes I think we just need to ask ourselves better questions.
That's true. And make time for yourself. Don't be afraid to give yourself some me time. And with a newborn, it can be like 1 minute to go to the bathroom all by yourself. And in these me times, you will be able to more align yourself and set in this role, I would say role, but it's not a role. It's yourself becoming a parent that you want to be and you wish to be for your child. So it's very important to be there for yourself before trying to be there for your child. And so what would you say?
I think what I would say is to give yourself grace and to know that you're doing the best that you can with the information that you have. And if you always desire to do better, go learn more. The more you know, the easier it is to make informed decisions. And so I'm a massive encourager of asking questions. And if you don't know the answer, go and find it. Sometimes it's not out there. Sometimes it's here within us.
Yeah. Sometimes I think when it comes to parenthood, sometimes you don't know what are the questions that you have to ask. But when you ask questions to yourself, you can get answers even though you don't know the exact question. It's crazy to imagine, but you will understand why we say that. And I think it's really important to accept that. Like, accept to become someone else. You won't be the couple that you were used to be. You are becoming something else. And also you lose this part of yourself. And it's okay. You will become something bigger and greater, but only if you face these questions, the hard stuff and everything. Because if you don't do it, you just avoid it, then it will come back and come back over and over and you will get stuck somewhere.
I love to think of it as an evolution. So when I think about, you know, having children and I'm still the same person, I'm just evolving through different phases of motherhood and my relationship with my partner and with myself as well. And I think that's where giving yourself grace comes in, is it's essentially giving yourself permission to evolve into whatever it is that you want to evolve into, or knowing that you have the power to evolve into something else if you want to. How can we find you on social media if someone wanted to contact you?
I'm on Instagram and on Facebook too with my name and a photography in French. Maybe you can share the link.
Yeah, so I'll put them in the show notes for everyone. It has been such a fantastic conversation. Thank you so much. I can't wait to share this with everyone.
Thank you so much for joining us today. If you enjoyed this episode, we would be so grateful if you were to leave us a review. If you'd like to become a member, you can join by visiting the link in our show notes. Please come and help us spread the beauty in birth.